and, you know, just a little perspective, you know, and I enjoy sharing, even though I don't know why I'm feeling funny in my stomach right now, but pray for me. Just a normal person. But okay, witnessing. I want to show you this first slide. It's kind of a theme. 1 Peter 3:15. Do you like that rainbow, huh? But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. This came very important to me the last 2 weeks. I was recently at a treasurer's orientation meeting in Maryland by myself, and I had to fly home. This is a long flight. It was delayed 40 minutes, and I was going home from Baltimore, Maryland, to Phoenix, Arizona, and got on the plane. I got my neck pillow ready to sleep. And so the plane took off, and I noticed an older couple. They had to go in first. They were both in wheelchairs, but she had, you know, bad cough. So anyway, I got on my plane. I got to... somehow I felt impressed to sit by this two couple. They were reading their books, and even though I had to put my heavy suitcase in the overhead, I just want to sit there. So I went behind, past them, put it up, came back, sat down, and get ready. Well, we just took off, and the lady that was coughing happened to be right next to me. And she said, coughing, and then she had trouble breathing. And then she told me, and I said, okay, let's turn on the air. And and I told a stewardess, and the stewardess say, is there any medical personnel on this plane? Please come to the front. So in within a few seconds, we had like three physicians, a emergency nurse coming. They were checking her pressure. They were giving her air, looking in her bag for the medication, all this kind of stuff right next to me. And so there was some commotion, as you can expect. Most of us tried to stay calm. Some people were not calm. Some people were upset because they didn't get the service. They wanted their drink, and that couldn't happen, okay? So I just tried to calm down everybody. Let's just sit. And so, you know, they were right there, all the doctors right there. So I look over here, and I have the two couple here. They were reading their books. And so I say, you know, we'll just let the doctors deal with emergency professionals, and I'll go over here. And then I look over there. They were trying to be calm, and they were having two books. One of them was reading a book by Revelation, and the other one was reading about atheism. And oh, God, I had this incredible urge to talk with them, but I didn't know how, you know, with all this stuff going on. So I prayed very quickly, and I felt impressed to pull out my glow track that I brought out and starting reading it too. So I would be just, you know, I'm reading, they're reading, everything's fine. Okay, and then I say, oh, what are you reading? And she told me, her name was Karen. And I said, I'm reading too, and this is a religious tract. You want to see it? And she kind of looked at it, and then, okay, gave it back. And then, you know, but I didn't give up. I didn't get discouraged. I kept on thinking, you know, what do I say? Okay. I said, I'm a Christian too. You know, this glow tract, I start out saying, it has, you know, good things about the Bible. And they're like, oh, really? You're Christian? I am too. I said, really? And then they just opened up. And I said, you know this lady over here? When they said that she was having trouble breathing, it was serious. And everyone instantly ran over. And that's, you know, that's only our earthly life. You know, maybe we live 70, 80 years, you know, if we're lucky, if we have good health, and then that's it. But, you know, how about eternal life? If we all knew that she was going to have, that was it, and no more life, that's it, no more eternal life, how many people would come in and try to help her? And I'm like, interesting. So, creating interest. It's supposed to have four pictures, but that's okay. There they go. There's one picture. You know, I was thinking, you know, I gave her the glow track, but she wasn't interested. But I said, that's okay. You know, I was going to say, well, where are you coming from? Where are you flying? You know, and, you know, she told me. And, we start talking about food. She was an auditor for the Food and Drug Administration. So very educated, very knowledgeable. And she was very interested in our health talks. So, you know, we talk about that. Then we talk about her cooking, her deer hunting. She eat organic food, all kind of stuff. She didn't have children, but she had niece and nephews that she was close to. So many things. And then even end time, she talked about her family and the wartime that she had gone through and how her father was killed and fighting for this country and all what's going on in this world right now and things like that. I said, oh, that's so interesting. And then she said, well, what do you do? I said, oh, I'm an accountant. Or what does your husband do? Oh, he's a pastor. Oh, well, how do you know when the end is near? How do you know? What do you do? You know, what does your church do? What's your website address? You know, a lot of interesting things that happen, but that's all after I was interested in what was going on with her, okay? And so that was most of the trip. That was precisely to the end of the landing. We got down. In the end, the plane landed. The Christian couple said goodbye. And they asked specifically the name of the church, and she said that she would look it up, very interested. And the complaining man that didn't get his drink settled down. The paramedics came, took her off, and she was okay. She went through 3 tanks of oxygen and medication, and we all arrived safely, and even without delay. We had left late, but we got there early, actually on time. I rushed to the other flight, and everything was fine. But a few things I wanted to think about in this story, this short testimony. It's like, why did I do that in the first place? Why didn't I even bother to talk with them? Thinking of the importance of one soul. I could have thought, physically, well, she's just one passenger. The whole plane is full. There's not even a seat left. I mean, who cares, right? You know, no, you wouldn't say that. If one person is sick, everyone tries to help out, right? So, there's a lot of sheep. What's wrong with one going astray? You still got 99. You know, why don't you forget about the person? You know, they should have been catching up like everybody else anyway. No, but we don't think that way, right? So how about I have 4 kids? Oh, Joseph, if he gets lost, that's okay. I got 3 more, you know? No. You don't think that way, especially when you become parents. Everybody is special, especially our church. Oh, Christy got lost? Who cares? No. Of course not. Everyone is important. You know, when Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? You know, this is after he was betrayed and he got denied. He asked 3 times, do you love me? 1, 2, 3. And Jesus says, what? What, you remember what he replied? He didn't say, oh, you love me, good. You can give me presents, okay, then everything will be fine. No, he said, you love me? Can you take care of those sheep that I died for? No, can you love them? Can you give your life for them? 3 times he said that. It's interesting when Jesus asks, do you love me? We say, yes. Then he bids us take care of those he died to save. Take care of those precious souls who are lost in this world. Jesus laid down his life for them. Couldn't you help them find their way home? I'm sure you would. If we just think about the incredible sacrifice that Jesus died, you know, if you think about sheep, even he's thinking about birds, even he knows how much hair you have on your head, how much he cares for each person, right? How much he laid down his life for that sheep. Just remember all the things that he's done for us, and it'll be easy to help somebody else. So, a few lessons I want to learn. First of all, we're thinking about how important that soul is. The next is ask God to give you an opportunity. If you have your Bible, you can mark it here, but if you don't, you can read it. Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I have no idea what those couples sitting next to me need, and I have no idea what the lady on the right needs. But God tells me at that time what we don't know. He will give us the opportunity. I want you to think about, sorry, that verse is going a little bit lower. Let's look, if you have your Bible, Luke 24, because we're going to look at this as an example of how Jesus witnessed to others. What did he do? First of all, we make the first step, Luke 24:13. And behold, two of them went then the same day to a village called Emmaus, which were from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs, and they talked together of all things which had happened. And it came to pass that with they communed together and reasoned. Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were hidden that they should not behold him. I wanted to stop at the end of verse 15, actually. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. You know, when I asked to speak about witnessing, actually, thank you, Christy and English, for helping. You know, even before she asked, I felt God was saying, you know, you haven't really witnessed. You haven't been really talking to people. No, and then all of a sudden I got asked to preach on this topic and say, you know, I think God is gently reminding me, this is what you're here for. This is what we're all here for. And so I said, how can I be standing here talking to you about witnessing if I have nothing to say? You know, I can't give you something I don't have, you know. So look for opportunities. So I start praying, God, give me the opportunity to share with somebody, right? You want to share, like you have your lunch. You want to share half your sandwich with somebody else, but if you don't have the sandwich, you can't give it to them. If you don't have a testimony, it's hard to say anything. If you don't want, I can't witness to the two couple if I don't open my mouth or to say hello, you know? So make the first step. Jesus drew near to the two friends. Right? They had a climactic experience. The cross, Jesus was on the cross, everything was in uproar, and they're walking and they're wondering what's going on. And Jesus quietly just drew near them. So for me, start some conversation with people. Ask for something that they're interested in. Ask what books they're reading, how's their family, and you tie it into something spiritual, like the lady was not breathing. I was referring to John 11:25-26. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he's dead, he shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? So we have not much control of our physical life, our life on this earth, somewhat, but it's still in God's hands. But our eternal life, it can be assured. It can be assured with God. So, you make the first step, you talk with them, like Jesus talked with them. You listen to their story, which is the next slide, number 11. Okay? Daniel, can you go to number 11? I'm sorry, I guess this is not working. Okay, you listen to their story. When he gets it, he can split. Right? You think about, Karen was not interested in my glow track at the time, but that's okay. You know, that's not the only way you can witness. And you don't have to have a full-blown Bible study to witness either. You just be interested in what people have, what she does. Karen talked to me about her living, her life, her family, her medical background. People respond to you when you are interested in them. Okay? The next. Can it go? Okay. Let's see. So, Jesus was talking with them. He said, you know, can you tell me about what happened at the cross? Well, tell me what things, right? And then, after they had said everything that they were burning, what did he say? Luke 24, 25 through 27. You still there? I'm sorry. Luke 24, 25 to 27. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into glory? And so he talked about it. And then verse 32, and they said one to another, did not your heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? See, Jesus asked questions. He listened to those two people. He patiently then revealed truth to them. So they were distraught. Going back to the Bible story, they were distraught about what happened on the cross. They were walking. Jesus drew near to them. They told everything what happened. You know, of course, Jesus knew what happened. He was there. It was about him. But he just wanted to hear what they had to say. They talked, and then he said, didn't you know that all of what happened was what the prophets foretold in the Bible? And so he started listing everything from Moses until what happened. They said, oh, clearly. And their heart burned with them because they knew it was truth. Same thing with when I was talking with my friend Karen here, my new friend. She asked me what I do, what my husband does. And then when she heard about our church, and I was very grateful to be sharing the things that we do here, she was very interested. That's why, by the way, our website is very important, because she's looking it up right now. Side note. She was very interested about the truths of the Bible and what Seventh-day Adventists believe. And, you know, she didn't ask me that until after I was concerned about her. You know, I didn't first write, oh, I'm going to tell you everything I know. And then she's like, well, I'm not interested, you know. But now she's the one that's asking me. She asked me, how do you know the end is near? Right? So, the next one. After we reveal truth at the right time, we are ready to give an answer. And beginning Luke 24, 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Again, after he drew near to them, he heard their story. He told them, didn't you know it was in the Bible? He showed them exactly how it all played. It was all foretold. They just didn't study. And this is a lesson for us. You know, they probably never really went to church. They were just interested in these books, you know. Many of us were born into this church. We've been going every week, 52 weeks in a year, how old are we? We had the opportunity to learn, to hear about God. But many people, they haven't heard it for one time at all. And so take advantage of what you can learn, because sometimes it's your turn to share with somebody else. And that moment might just come and go. We don't say anything. And when they were asking me in the end time, I was thinking, oh, I didn't say this, but oh, Pastor Vin could have this great explanation, and he'll know everything to say, but he's not here. There's just two people here, it's dark, I'm here, the lady's not breathing, the doctors are all like this. I need to say, what happened, why do I feel what, when the earth is come, you know? When the end comes, what do I say to them? I say, you know, you see in the country going around us, I just read my Bible. You see, read Matthew 24. You read Revelation, Daniel and Revelation. I couldn't do the whole story. I mean, it was dark, but at least I am uplifting the Bible, and she wants to know more. Now, you don't have to say everything you know, but you need to know what you're saying. Because she was very intelligent. She would ask me specifically, well, you say you're sharing Vietnam. I thought it was a communist. What happened then, you know? So I need to really be transparent, very be clear, and be honest about it. So that's another side note. When you're ready to answer, know your Bible. We have the Bible. It's not like hidden. We have it. So know your Bible, because someday someone will need to know that truth. Someone will need to have an answer, and you can be there to share. And last thing, it's not it. Sum it up. I want you to read, open Galatians 6:9. Galatians 6:9. Somebody who has it, if you could stand up and read it. Galatians 6:9. Don't be shy. Thank you. I always think about this verse, and people say, like, why do you do it? Why do you do what you do? You know, there's like, Saturday's my day, you go to sleep, you know, I can go to the mall, they have good sales, or there's a million things that you could do. You know, I thought I was going to sleep on that flight, but it didn't happen. But you know what? I was very thankful it didn't happen, because I had that opportunity to share. I asked God to give me a testimony, and he answered. You know, so, and God gives you the strength. I was not even tired. Actually, that was a 5-hour flight, and she talked, and I talked most of the time. And usually my back hurt, but it didn't, you know, all the commotion, it was fine. I mean, God gives you strength. Don't be weary in well-doing. God will bless your efforts, okay? I didn't sleep like intended. I wasn't tired. Even though we were delayed, I got there safe. I got off the plane. I rushed to the Phoenix, wanted to go back to Phoenix, and I slept the whole time after that, you know, until midnight. So it's fine. You know, I'm here. I didn't pass out. I didn't lose my luggage, you know. Everything's fine. So, but I'm grateful to say I tried to plant the seed in the new friend, Karen. Who knows what will happen? I probably will never know. You know, I always think about, you know, Lena, Laura, and was it Lena, Linda, and Laura? They were only, what, 2, 3, and 4 years old? They're just right over here. They jump over the wall to come here. Not till 15 years later they try to find back. So you never know, even that small age, you planted the seed. We planted the seed. So this lady, who know, you just plant the seed, and God will give the increase. God will water, and we just have to be faithful. God actually gives everything. Actually, it's not at my testimony, what I just shared you, is God gave it to me. I'm actually a shy person, so I usually don't talk to people. But, you know, if someone needing help, you need to help. You need to help others, okay? So God gave me the strength. We just plant little seeds, and the water will grow. God is the author and finisher of our faith. He gives everything. He gives us a faith. He gives us the opportunity. We are just instruments in his hands. And any age can share Jesus. We just need to be willing and ready. All right, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much.